Well, WhatsApp has recently partnered with Google Drive to release a new backup facility where users will get unlimited storage to back up chats, photos, and other media. While the new feature is great for space saving, there is concern that it could leave WhatsApp chats and the data contained within them vulnerable to hackers. This risk heightened for business-related WhatsApp groups as well. We have Simone Dixon, who is the Director for Technology and Sourcing at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. This is a worrying thing, especially considering what we had with Facebook not so long ago. Data breaches are well and truly advertised across the world. Should this be something we should be even more concerned about now, Simone?
Yes, good morning. I definitely think that data breaches are a focus at the moment. I think we all know that social media platforms are an inherent part of everyday business and they are a very useful tool. So I think generally they need to be used in business, but they need to be carefully considered when used, especially when you need to consider what information you're sharing using these applications, and you need to exercise very good due diligence in making sure you know who your service provider is.
Is there a way to, protect yourself as a business, as a WhatsApp group, if you're discussing business things as well within that WhatsApp group, is there a way to protect, you know, that sort of data?
Absolutely. I think the problem with WhatsApp groups is, although, as with any social media platform, it's a useful business tool, it's still very much user-based. So as a business, you need to ensure that the rules of engagement and using that tool are very clear, that you've got very good employee policies in place, that you've verified what security measures the service provider that you are using has put in place to make sure that your data is secure, that it's compliant with security protocols that are acceptable to the business, and to make sure that the type of information that is shared over that group is appropriate in the context of the associated risk.
Legal recourse. What is the legal recourse then for cyber crimes like this, particularly for WhatsApp?
So currently in South Africa, unfortunately, we don't have anything which is specifically legislated. I'm sure you're aware that we've got the POPI Act, which has been enacted, but it's not yet fully enforced. So I think once that is fully enforced, that will go a long way towards assisting and regulating the security of data, especially personal information. We also have the Cyber Crimes and Cyber Security Bill, which will go a long way towards criminalizing cyber crimes and assisting with enforcing penalties for non-compliance. But bearing in mind that the Cyber Crimes Bill only criminalizes offenses which actually already exist today. So currently you would rely on your common law rights and your common law remedies and statutory remedies which apply to ordinary crimes to enforce your rights in that regard. I think it is also critical to note that the information regulator has been appointed, and she has been very vocal with regard to data breaches and cybersecurity. So regulator scrutiny is definitely a factor to consider.
Simone Dixon, Director of Technology and Sourcing at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer, thank you so much for your time this morning. Please, please, please exercise caution with those WhatsApp groups, particularly when you use them for business purposes as well. Later on today...